This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving. One of the few true Americana holidays that we've got. Probably my favorite holiday. The 23rd day of November 2017. We've seen total demonization of the Italian Christopher Columbus. We've seen the total demonization of Thanksgiving. We've seen attempts to get rid of the holiday, to use it to cast aspersions on Western civilization and Western expansion that undoubtedly was a mess. And there were crimes on all sides. When I say all sides, it wasn't just the settlers, or it wasn't just the troops, or it wasn't just the empires, or it wasn't just all the different native tribes. It was all of those different countless changing factions that played into this long before white men colonized North America. The Vikings certainly visited it for 1,000 years before Christopher Columbus supposedly discovered it. That's now documented. But long before white men ever colonized it, all the native tribes did was run around and try to dominate and control each other and take over and kill the men and then take the women and the children. The same stuff that was going on in Europe for 10,000 years, same stuff going on in Africa for 10,000 years, the same stuff going on everywhere in the world. Humans acted the same. And so we never see big pieces being done on the bad things that the Native Americans did, or you know, the way they behaved, because it's not part of the liberation theology. Starting in the 50s, the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment created liberation theology, where they taught that Jesus would have, you know, fought back and was a revolutionary and hated capitalism and was a communist. And so they got the different populations that were Christian, poor, black, Hispanic, you name it, to become liberation theologists. And that was just one part of it. But to teach then the schools to everybody that America was bad, the founders were bad, this was an undermining of the nation state and our ethos, where we came from, so that people of color particularly wouldn't have a idea in their head that they had a right to the American birthright, or that they'd been part, critical parts of this great saga. No. It's all just, you were good, but you were exploited, and the whites were bad. When it was way more complex, with whites that were indentured servants, and bounties, and people basically as slaves, and company stores, and sharecroppers. But they just continue to play on the incredible ignorance of the public. The last few weeks, CNN claims they've broken the news that there's slave auctions in Libya. Broken the news? In 7 different Muslim countries, they sell women on top slave blocks, you know, up on a stage. And it's all known. It's Muslims doing it. But all these reports from CNN breaking, you know, this supposed news that we've been talking about forever and others have been documenting, it's about, oh, the poor migrants, the poor babies, the poor migrants. These are people in Africa that are being kidnapped and grabbed and sold into slavery by Muslims, but somehow they turn it into, quote, Muslims by using the term migrant. That's the new definition of Muslims, is a migrant, never a Muslim invader. So they take Muslims, enslaving people, and then turn it into the catch-all word of poor little Muslims, which is migrant. So they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to be covering that a lot more here during the transmission. But I'm proud of Thanksgiving, and I give thanks to you, the audience, thanks to God, thanks to my family, thanks to the great crew, and I just want to thank you all for what you've done. We have extended the specials from earlier in the week, as we plan to do, but we have new specials that are added each day, and X2 is 50% off, super high quality, just absolutely needed iodine, and then we also have Alexa Pure Pro water filtration, 25% off right now. So take advantage of that. 50% off Brain Force, 25% off other water filtration systems, 60+% off on Silver Bullet, Knockout 50% off. A bunch of stuff is there. Biggest sales ever. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Again, I want to thank you all for what you've done. I want to thank you all for your victory, breaking your conditioning against the globalist. I want to encourage you all to keep supporting the broadcast by purchasing high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, which is a win-win for everybody because they're high quality, and it helps fund the... I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can't come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood Babylon has absolutely poisoned our country and poisoned the world. It has been a weaponized culture system to attack families, to attack civilization, to attack our sovereignty. And now it's in a lot of trouble imploding in on itself. But Charles Manson is dead, part of an MKUltra mind control program. We're going to be talking about that more coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, Google launches colossal censorship and disinformation campaign under the dead of night. Men's shaving company attacks toxic masculinity in new ad. Says being strong, being honorable, being stoic is bad. Stop it. This is the total demoralization. And then the big news that I'm going to cover, again, after our guest leaves us. Experts were predicting over the weekend a great crash of 2018 will start in the bond market. Today, the euro crashed massively with Angela Merkel's fourth term as chancellor in doubt and her plan to flood Europe with Islamicists as U.S. growth forecasts are on the rise. I've talked to top globalists on air and off air, former top globalists, and I've been in contact with other, over the years, people that are high up, billionaires, you name it. And they filled me in on a lot of things, saying that I was basically dead on about what was happening and who had told me. Well, I could just see it. It really isn't in the news, but you can follow the trends and the different angles. The globalists made a deal with the euro and with China to deindustrialize the U.S. as a political system of control and implode us and turn us into a third world country, just like they've done to South Africa. And Trump and others are battling that, and so it's not just like, hey, we're fighting to get the economy up and keep the stock market propped up as a bubble just because that's fun, because it is unhealthy long term, but we're in a financial war now. We have to keep it propped up until the euro implodes because it's a cancerous authoritarian system that is opening the borders to carry out the cultural genocide against Christians and whites. And again, the minorities coming in aren't even the enemy. It's the globalists directing it all, and they admit it. Now, the reason this all dovetails in is because it's a planetary plan. And we have Simon Roche on, who is a prominent activist and individual who's been exposing the massive white genocide in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, in many of these other African countries, where everybody's now basically starving to death. They have epic Weimar Republic inflation. Because they've driven any infrastructure out. It's just a thing of conquest. So South Africans hold Black Monday protest over white farmer murders. That's Newsweek. Murders of white farmers spark protests in South Africa. That's CBS News. Epidemic of South African farm murders continues as gunmen shoot elderly victims dead. Now, these are groups of ANC-connected black communists doing it. But the whole Black Lives Matter thing, it's like international. And you got a lot of other black groups saying, we don't want this. This is terrible. But look at Zimbabwe. And I'm not the expert like this gentleman. Zimbabwe, where you've got Robert Mugabe and all the rest of it, has basically killed all the white farmers, tens of thousands. They're all gone. The few that stayed have all been killed. Okay? So what you've seen in Zimbabwe is now going to be South Africa, and this is directed, this is planned, and we've got an expert on to go over that information for us. Simon Roche is head of the Office of HQ of the world's largest non-state civil defense organization, and I'm not going to pronounce it right. Sulanders of South Africa, once an ANC activist, he now works tirelessly to prepare for impending catastrophe in the Rainbow Nation. Simon lives in Johannesburg and is the proud father of many children. And we'll probably have to keep him until 40 after or so if he can, because I've got to him a little bit late. This is so important to break down. We can also show how they first disarmed everybody and now they're able to kill them and how the government basically goes along with this. So it's S-U-I-D-L-A-N-D-E-R-S. And, folks, it is total breakdown of civilization there. This is happening. And so you're going to see the whole continent now basically collapse. Libya has been destroyed by the globalists. Now they're going to bring down South Africa using their race-based communist narrative. Simon Roche, you're the expert. So I just gave my gestalt snapshot from America. Was that accurate or was that inaccurate?
No, that's just about accurate. For a long time, we've been predicting these things. We're not hidebound by doctrine as many people are. You know, they're supposed to conform to the narrative of the new South African Rainbow Nation. Our organization, Statelanders, the largest of its kind in the world, as you said, operates on facts, statistics, data, true information. And it is very much the way that you've described. There's an ongoing decline in South Africa particularly, or Southern Africa, and it is indisputably driven by globalist capital forces. That's beyond any sort of doubt.
We can go to your website to see examples of the carnage, the murder, the death, but for people that don't know, can you describe the forces in South Africa?
Well, the South African political scene is dominated by the African National Congress government of Nelson Mandela fame. They are now challenged very heavily for their original political territory by a Leninist, Stalinist political party called the Economic Freedom Fighters, whose leader very famously in recent months has said that blacks should invade white farms with the spear in the hand. He's also the guy who said on the 7th of November last year that he's not calling for the slaughter of all whites yet. And as a very, very influential tribal leader in South Africa said to me, Simon, in English or European idiom, that could mean many things. In African idiom, that means only one thing. He's telling his supporters that at some point, but not now, he is going to call upon them to slaughter all of the whites, and they should prepare for it. Whether people like that or not, that's the reality that we're facing at the moment. And it gets worse and worse. You know, the African National Congress, Alex, maintains its Mkhonto we Sizwe, Spear of the Nation, armed wing. So it's probably the only political party in the world that, besides being the governing force and having a defense force, also has its armed wing. And the head of the armed wing, the Mkhonto we Sizwe, in our largest, most populous province, said a few months ago that it is now time for young blacks to go to training camps in the bush in South Africa to learn to kill whites in a civil war. So those are the main parties, the extreme left party, the ANC, and then, of course, there's the minor white population of about 8.5%, and we believe that we are going to be on the receiving end of this.
Now, for those that, again, haven't studied the different topography in the different areas, you've got the quasi-communist government before, and I guess it's just getting more and more radicalized by its far left. And I read their own plans and their own statements, and the people being murdered every day now, and the riots and the looting of the infrastructure. And it sounds just like what Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the Soros-funded groups are doing over here.
It's very similar. The similarities are terrific. I've just spent 6 months in the USA going from one end to the other, over 27,000 miles worth of driving, visiting decent, respectable, bright-eyed, fresh-faced, very nice people, to talk with them about this problem and to endeavor to raise funds, because we are very, very close to a crisis and we need to very urgently get whatever.
And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your emergency. We're going to talk about your emergency plan, because again, some people are just saying, hey, you should just leave. Well, a lot of people you know, can't leave. A lot of countries won't take you. But I mean, explain what's happening there when we come back from break, and the emergency plan, because as you said, already South Africa has one of the highest crime rates in the world. It's collapsing. The populations are just killing each other en masse. People believe if you rape a baby, if you have HIV, that it makes you well. I mean, it's just descending back into absolute barbarism. And yeah, I got to ask you, why not just evacuate? And then it's very sad. These folks will all just kill each other. For whatever reason, it's very, very sad. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Simon Rosch is the head of the office of the HQ of the world's largest non-state civil defense organization in South Africa. And in many other countries, once communists take over or leftists take over, they slowly isolate the whites, put them basically in controlled areas, farm ghettos, and then start exterminating them. That's now accelerated in South Africa. It's been basically complete in Zimbabwe. Tens of thousands of whites killed. The leftist media in the West celebrates it. They teach at major universities. It's good. And now the second most powerful party in South Africa is set to take power, openly saying they will kill every white left, 8% of the population in South Africa. Now, you can say, well, just get out of there. Well, a lot of Western countries won't take people out of South Africa. In fact, that's kind of a UN globalist thing, is they don't want whites going to nations that have whites. This is a globalist attack on whites run by elite whites in every case. So you have to ask yourself, flood countries with non-whites and then say whites get out. Well, you can argue, you know, obviously Africa, whites colonized that. But the issue is globalists are now reverse colonizing, using third world populations to flood first world nations to drive down wages and then exploit those countries. So once the whites are all out of South Africa, which has already happened in other countries, it's going to fully collapse. That's my view on it. Talk about your emergency plan, Simon, and just how dire the situation is. And tell the folks here in the U.S. and around the world what it's like to be there. Because I know they've taken most of your guns in the last decade or so, and of course now that's accelerated the white genocide.
Yeah, absolutely. The best source on this is Dr. Gregory Stanton of Genocide Watch of Washington, D.C., who's written extensively about this. And there's nobody in the world who compares to him as an expert on genocide. And he said that clearly we are heading towards an open genocide. I think that the key thing for people to understand, Alex, is the statistics rather than the sentiment, the opinion. You know, the reality is that the chances of a white farmer in South Africa being murdered on his farm are more than double the chances of a policeman in this violent society being killed. Now, when a man who tills the soil stands more than twice the chance of a crime fighter in a violent society dying, then you know that there's something wrong. The statistical likelihood of a white person being murdered by a black person in South Africa is more than 12,000% higher than any black person in the USA ever stood of being lynched. We're not condoning lynching. We're saying get a sense of perspective, people.
The persecution of whites in Africa. The persecution of whites in Africa is larger than persecution statistically that's been done to blacks in this country.
By more than 12,000%, that's correct.
Continue.
Well, our national emergency plan is an entirely peaceful plan. We're non-insurrectionist, non-seditionist. We're not here to cause trouble. We're here to look after innocent women, children, and non-able-bodied people, and the elderly. We're here in the event of an open civil war in this country, a race-based civil war, such as black leaders have been promising us, particularly since August of last year, when our former judge president said that we're staring a race-based civil war in the face, and so on and so forth over the intervening year. We are here to protect ordinary people, to prepare to look after white people in the event of the civil war that we are being promised by black leaders. It's a national emergency plan. It extends over the entire country. It has been in place since 2006. We are prepared.
And by the way, you know it's going to happen. This has happened in how many other African countries? I can think of four in the last 50 years that it starts the exact same way, and then all of a sudden everybody's wiped out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way it's done. And the irony of it is that it's not driven by those people. They are driven by an ideology that's given to them by somebody else. You know, this is
and that was my next
thing.
Point. Charlie Manson just died. He pushed this whole kill the white thing because the university taught him. Why are the big banks, why are the mega rich funding this ideology? And tell us what the ideology is.
The ideology is a form of communism, but ultimately what it comes down to is an anti-European Christian tradition. That's fundamentally what it comes down to. If you see what's being done in the world today, it's being directed at Christian conservative Europeans. Ultimately, we are the people, for whatever reason it may be, whether it's in North America or in Europe, who are on the receiving end of this relentless assault against our culture, traditions, religion, history, and our dignity and our pride. This is a consistent thing.
Well, it's because the new global system's coming in and it wants to erase any system that won't be absorbed and that's strong. And that's why it's being directed by George Soros. He admittedly is directing a lot of the South Africa stuff.
Well, Alex, you know, our leader and founder, a guy by the name of Gustav Müller, has been writing about this and talking about this for nearly 20 years. And for a long time, people thought that he was, you know, off his tree, or however you like to put it, that he was crazy. But over time, it's become more and more and more and more and more conspicuous. And thank God for that, because it validates us, and we don't look like the crazies anymore. Thank God for what's happening in the USA and what's happening in Europe, because now we're in a position to say to people, hey, don't trust us. Trust your own eyes. Look what's being done, and to whom it is being done, and who is driving it in the end. This liberalist, postmodernist, moral relativist, humanist assault on everything that is moral absolutist, on everything that is firm and that is fixed, is now pervasive in
the
Western
world. It's Jacobin French Revolution. It's this very same ideology. It's never been cut. It's never been totally defeated. It just keeps moving around like a cancer.
Yeah, it is like a cancer. It is. And at the moment, it's expressing itself something terrible in South Africa. The rate of rape and murder and what have you is just phenomenal. You know, I saw some of those papers that you had in your hand, and it said elderly couple shot, whatever. And I couldn't help but think to myself, that's not a good example. You know, with all due respect, the good examples are the elderly couple that had boiling water poured over them, or the elderly gentleman who recently got locked up in his Ford truck and trussed up, and then the truck set on fire and burned to death. Or the little girl who was raped, the 4-year-old girl who was raped by three men, survived it. And because she survived, you know, this was proven in the post-mortem autopsy, she was then bundled up in newspaper with gasoline poured over it and then set on fire. Or the girl who was crucified on her parents' kitchen table and then raped, a 3-year-old girl in this instance, the 3-year-old girl raped by four men while crucified to her parents' kitchen table after her father had had his throat slit and her mother had been killed as well. You know, it is beyond people's imagination what we're in at the moment.
Wow. Well, I want to talk about how people can shine light on this, because just like Genocide Watch and others, whether it's an Asian group being killed or an African group being killed or people in Latin America, I mean, I'm against any of these genocides, but the UN even admits that the last decade, Christians are the number one targeted group, and the targeting's doubled. Just like we saw the UN and the globalists and NATO involved in the Middle East and Syria targeting Christians, they will go out of their way to kill Christians, and it is a program. Look at China, the Christians are being killed. But anybody else peaceful, the Buddhists are being killed, will be right back, and their organs taken. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet.
We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us, totally fresh. 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Southlanders.org. Simon Rosch is our guest. I've got so much big breaking news after he leaves, but what he's talking about is so important. I want to finish up and have him back soon. But we've got this breaking. Bezos and Deep State unite. Amazon launches cloud service for CIA. Bezos is the CIA, folks. Look into his dad, all of it. Never ends. And then meanwhile, Trump to LeVar Ball. I should have left them all in jail. These people are there caught shoplifting. That's like 10 years in jail in China. Trump gets him out, China admits that the president interceded, and the family says, we don't appreciate you because you're Trump. I mean, it's just the entitlement and the craziness and just all the weirdness. It's so sad to see. And then to see countries that the globalist social engineers wreck, they put communist in, then they extract the resources for almost nothing, and the Africans don't get it, whether they be white or black. Because when you've been there 300 years, like some of these folks or longer, you know, you call yourself an African. And again, it's not all the tribes doing it. It's always the ones that get organized. And I know there's different factions. You've got the Zulus, and you've got all the other tribes kind of into the ANC. I don't live there. I'm not an expert. But I know that pretty much all that's left is the farmers that are kind of like what you'd call Amish. In fact, a lot of them, I guess, come from Amish, from the Dutch and German derivation. And I've read that, I guess, the Southlanders organization has some connections. Describe the background of your group, because, again, I've researched it, but there's a lot of different subgroups. Who are some of the different groups there in Africa? Who are you trying to organize together? Because, I mean, you're the breadbasket of much of Africa. Everybody knows that, who studied it. And then and it's shown once you get overthrown and just kicked off your land that you've developed, that people see and want, it always goes out of cultivation and falls apart. So, again, why are the communists pushing so hard to get you out? I guess because the internationalists want to bring down stability so they can exploit the population better. They don't want civilization.
Well, it's that. And they're also absolutely devoted to this idea of destroying this European Christian tradition. Whether people like it or not, they only need to look at the evidence, not in South Africa, but around the world, of what is happening today. Whose culture is being undermined by abortion, pornography, and gay marriage and what have you, in complete contradiction to the doctrines, the prevailing doctrines. I mean, it makes no sense no matter how you look at it. You can't defend this thing forever and ever and ever. At some point, you've got to believe the very evidence that lies before you.
Well, sure, the globalists admit this plan. So what I'm asking you is, I mean, basically, the organization you're with, the groups you represent, aren't you guys, I mean, basically like Amish, living in a basic Christian tradition, farming, raising your families?
Yes, it is a very, very conservative culture. Of course, people have televisions and modern devices and appliances and that kind of stuff, but the fundamental cultural values of the people who I represent, or who Statelanders is devoted to protecting, that is to say, particularly the Afrikaner Boer people of South Africa, also other whites, because that's how the international laws under which we are constituted legally work. But those Afrikaner Boer people are very, very conservative. I'll illustrate the point to you very briefly, Alex. You know, we hold to a series of prophecies that said this crisis, the prophecies given 100 years ago, will occur at a time when a man with a close kale pape, that is to say, hair resembling a wig, will be in power in the United States. And he will take over the reins of power from a black man. And there are various other things. I won't go on and on and on about it. But the point is that we are devoted to an ancient culture, an ancient...
Well, that's intriguing, though, because I want to hear about this prophecy.
Well, this chap lived, he was born in 1864, died in 1926, very pious chap, and he made a long series of prophecies in which he described that there would be three world wars. And he said that the third world war would happen in parallel to a civil war in South Africa, a race-based civil war between the races, but ultimately driven by the globalists, which we have always said. Anybody who can read Afrikaans language is welcome to go on our website. There are hundreds of articles that make it very, very clear that we see our first enemy not as black people, or not, it's not the black people, it is this global capitalist new world order. He said that the third world war would happen in tandem with a crisis in South Africa, and he said it would be at a time when this man, who is a stern man, who gazes sternly, has hair resembling a wig, and he takes over the reins of the USA from a black man, after the black man has confused the identity and the orientation of the United States. He said that would be at a time when there's a wave of black and brown-skinned migrants into Europe. He was very, very explicit about it. He said following that, there would be a global financial crisis. And he spoke particularly of the fact that the money in Europe would not be worth the paper, that the paper, the cost, the value of the paper would be greater than the amount of money that it denominates.
By the way, I've read about this fellow before and forgot about it, and he actually is on record. He said all this. He was listened to back then, and it was all basically coming true. The euro is starting to collapse right now.
Yeah. Well, he lost practically all of his credibility when he made one of his final prophecies, namely that there would be a black government in South Africa. Now, 100 years ago, everybody thought that he was just playing crazy, and they wrote him off. He said the first black ruler on the throne of South Africa would be deemed a saint by the world. And when he died, he would be lie in state in a glass coffin. And at his burial, dignitaries, and he spoke about princes and rulers and so on, would come from all over the world to pay respects at his gravesite. Now, the meaning of that is very, very clear.
I'll tell you, the reason I listen to stuff like this, there's a lot of false prophecies the Bible say, who go out and put out this info. But people like this, where it's been proven right over and over again, it's incredible. And I personally haven't had, like, full-on deals like this, but I've had experiences, dreams, and things that came true exactly later. So that's why I know how real this stuff is.
Yeah, it can be. And I think everybody approaches this stuff with some skepticism. My father gave me the book to read at first, and I gave it back to him very dismissively. I thought it was absolute nonsense until I began to see that what he prophesied or predicted was coming true word for word for word, very often in the same words that he used. And he did say that a bucket of blood would fall over in Zimbabwe. And once that bucket of blood fell over, in other words, there would be a lot of blood spilt or blood shed, he said it would come into South Africa. So no, we don't know whether there's going to be bloodshed in Zimbabwe today, next week, next month, next year, who knows? But these are the things that we're paying attention to, because so far he's been right, and we're on the receiving end of a lot of pain at the moment. Everybody knows somebody who's been murdered or raped, or whose child has been raped, or who's been disfigured. I was on a farm recently which has 8 neighboring farms. And on each of the 8 neighboring farms, somebody had been killed in recent years. Now that's, you know, it's severe.
And it's getting worse, and it's what the communists do. It's helter-skelter. Simon, I'm really impressed with the work you're doing. Please come on. Please have the leader of your organization on and give us updates here. So please stay in contact, SUIDlanders.org, and people can, I guess, donate there to help get your civil emergency plan implemented and prepared.
Please, we would appreciate it very much. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Absolutely. God bless you. That's what we're here for, ladies and gentlemen, is making preparations, because we know the enemy plans. So we have a leg up if we take action, if we're ready. And again, they're trying to beat everybody into race-based garbage in the U.S. to make us fight with each other. We can't do it. We have to come together, love each other, see through it, and know it's class warfare that these globalists are carrying out. But no, they hate you because you're Christian. They're announcing world government. They're announcing microchips. They're announcing this new God that Google's been developing that's going to be AI that you worship, like right out of Revelation. I mean, look, it's happening. And most of the churches are cowards and are going along with it because they're not really churches. They just want the money. All right, Trump just escalated things with North Korea. We'll tell you about that on the other side. I'm Alex Jones.
Hey, Danny Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Trump has declared North Korea an aider of terrorist states. That means they can stop their ships. That means they can put more sanctions on them. That means that it's just one more ratchet up towards war. We have that story up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Then I've got all this other news. Bezos and Deep State unite. Amazon launches cloud service for CIA. We first talked about this about a year ago when it was just in trade publications, but this has far-reaching implications. I'll explain why here in just a second. Also, Saudi Arabia vows to take on Iran amid warnings the region is in dangerous abyss. That's out of the Express. We told you months ago, war there is looming and may be imminent. But the first big thing I want to get to, Charles Manson's so interesting. It's hard to not, because usually I talk about Charles Manson, people don't really make a big deal out of it because he's not in the news. But now, whatever we talk about with Manson will end up getting millions of views, you know, on Facebook and Twitter and places, and we'll reach new people. They need to know about MKUltra. They need to know about the program he was part of to destabilize and try to trigger a race war for cultural upheaval. Because again, the globalists don't want us to be Christian and to come together and not be racist. They want to claim they're fighting racism while stirring everyone up to be racist. That's really the secret plan, which isn't a secret anymore. So we're going to talk about all that coming up. But first, Expert, great crash of 2018 will start in the bond market. I saw this yesterday, did some more research. It is a top expert saying that. Many others are saying it, too, because it is so overvalued. Then I saw this morning, and I said, whoa, I better cover this. Euro crash with Angela Merkel's fourth term and chancellor is in doubt as U.S. growth forecasts are on the rise. I'm going to break this down here in a moment because it's key. First off, though, ladies and gentlemen, we are running specials this week that are amongst the best we ever run. And I've been running more and more specials as things go on because I've noticed the bigger the specials I run, the more people buy product. But there's kind of a point at which we discount things so much that it isn't really funding our operation. And I've lately, the accountants have shown me, I've kind of reached that point where, hey, you're selling the probiotic at $5 over what it cost, and then you're doing free shipping. Alex, we're losing a dollar on average. Stop. And so it really does come down to that. BrainForce Plus is now back in stock. We got a small shipment in. We should get a lot more towards the end of December, but it's about to be sold out again. 50% off and free shipping. That's the first big special of Black Friday week. We're just going to have it right through this weekend. 50% off, 5,700 reviews by Power Reviews, 4.6 stars. And we just went out and researched the highest quality brain-empowering, focus-empowering, energy-empowering in a healthy way, or organic substances that are known to be safe, and we put it in there and we sell it for $39 when similar compounds are $70 to $80. But when we sell it for 50% off, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off, it is $19.96. I mean, that is a great, great deal on a really, really powerful brain pill. BrainForce Plus, now with 20% more capsules in each bottle, which was a big deal for us to do because it would cost a lot, some of the compounds. People love it, though. It is the overall total bestseller. But we sold at such a low price, it doesn't really fund the operation. X2 is one of our other top sellers. Supermel is a great seller. The problem is it's made a proprietary system, cold press, so it's hard to always get it California standards, which is impossible to pass, basically, and then have enough of it cold pressed, so it's sold out half the time. We've got that back in. But we've got a bunch of specials. We're going to be running new specials every single day. We've got Pro Pure 25% off on that water filtration and free shipping. BrainForce Plus 25% off. So that is the specials that we've got for you today. We have the new products, Floralife, and we also have the Carnivore digestive enzyme that helps you absorb the nutrients and amino acids out of the meat and out of the protein and out of the fat and out of the carbohydrates. Really is important. Floralife Advanced Restoration, 50 million live. And then we have the 15 billion everyday maintenance that's excellent as well. And Carnivore now in stock. Try them out for yourself. If you just commit to get these products, you help fund the operation, and you help yourself. But when I remember to take all this stuff, it makes my life so much better. Then I forget. Then I wonder why I'm sluggish or why I'm, you know, not as, you know, stuff in my gut isn't, you know, perfect. And it's like, oh, wait. We have these things God gave us through nature that we've gone out and sourced and got the very best stuff that works really well. And it's here and it's very, very popular. But that's how, again, we fund this operation. So I want to thank you all for your support and everything you've been doing, because without you, we would not be here. And we're all facing the same globalist onslaught. We're all dealing with the same globalist operations. We're all facing down the barrel of that. And without coming together and without supporting each other and without really focusing on the fact that we're under attack, we have no future. Humanity all has red blood. We all have one destiny if we choose it, to live together in peace and experience amazing secrets of the universe. And Trump's great crime is he's bringing people together. The globalists want to break the country. He first said we have a country, we have a nation, and it's great. and here's what made it great, and let's come together. And they can't stand that because they want us alone and divided and pathetic and scared. And it's not just us reverse engineering their operations against us. We don't just have the WikiLeaks. We don't just have all these internal documents and statements and Gruber on TV saying, thank God you're so stupid. We have Sean Parker, former head of Facebook. We have the Facebook documents that got leaked by high-level executives. They say there's no more than 10 executives and maybe 20 or 30 assistants that had access to the Facebook plan that got released earlier this year and got almost no attention. It was in the Australian newspapers because it got leaked in Australia. And it said, we keep them desperate. We keep our people poor. We want to keep them alone. We want to make them depressed. And we want to make them liberal so that they don't have a family. I mean, that is so diabolical. They exploit your vulnerability. They try to make you more vulnerable. And then they get up on TV and they admit it. Why did Parker do that? Is he a good guy? I don't know. It's just crazy. But we're on an express elevator to hell. And I don't say that to be negative. I'm an incredibly positive person. Positive in that we can change things and fix things. But I use the analogy of if you're drinking a bottle of vodka a day and your liver's starting to go out, the doctor says, hey, you don't stop, your liver's going to fail. And, you know, we're not going to give alcoholics a new liver. You're going to die. You understand? And people look at the doctor and they say, you're just being a killjoy. You're just a punk. You're a fearmonger. And a year later, they're in the ground. I had several friends. Hell, I've had more than that. Now that I'm this old, I just lost more family to liver failure. Cousin, pretty young. Same age as me. And it's, you know, serious issue. And it's a good allegory. It's a good parallel. It's a good example of the New World Order is run by really selfish, cold-blooded people. And they think you deserve to be annihilated and destroyed and overtaken because you're not wise to this. I mean, I'm telling you decades before they want you to know what their plans are because they're so arrogant. They write white papers and they have events. And you know, 20-something years ago, I'd have to dig around to find this and found it shocking. Look, Ted Turner says kill 90% of the public and dumb everybody down and cut off the resources. And he'd say it, you know, in an Audubon Society quarterly, or he'd say it in a Club of Rome deal that only went out to members. And I'd have to go to the UT law department and ask permission to get in because I'd read about it in the book and want to know if it was true. And I'd go down and, like, here was the proof, like in a movie. I'd get chills up my back how they're planning to kill everybody. And how they're going to dumb us down. And I'd look around, I'd see the plan being implemented. And I went, this is real. And then I started warning people, and they said, this guy's crazy. I mean, you know, 19, 20 years ago, I'd read about human-animal chimeras. I didn't want to believe it, but it was in major elite publications. By elite, it just means to them, where they communicate with each other. They just talk about all this stuff like, they talk about you like you have less value than a grain of salt. And they just talk all about it. How once they get the computer grid in place to control everybody, then they're going to kill everybody. But right now there'd be a war. You'd resist. You'd fight back. They'd never win a war right now, the globalists. It would end up blowing back on them. They've got to get you so drugged out, so whacked out, so confused with robot sentries and computer grids everywhere so that when they flip the switch, they've got autonomous robot armies that'll help them carry out the main wipeout. So, again, it's coming, and just remember.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most.
And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
I know I don't have